At number 10, we shave your head and smear it with the grease of a dead fox, and that will cure baldness. At number 9, swallow 9 head lice mixed with ale every morning for a week, and that will cure a bad liver. At number 8, take some young frogs and swallow them whole to cure asthma. At number 7, rub a hangman's rope against your forehead to cure a headache. At number 6, skin a dead donkey and wear the skin to cure rheumatism, aching bones. At number 5, take some spiders, cover them in butter, and swallow them whole to cure a bad cough. At number 4, mix the blood from a black cat's tail with some cream and drink it to cure sickness. At number 3, cut a pigeon in half and slap it on your sore spot to cure plague. At number 2, crush a human skull to powder. At number 1, boil a red-haired dog in oil. Add worms, herbs, and marrow from pig bones and put it on the sick area to cure gout. That's a swollen foot. Horrible History's warning. Do not try any of these at home. Wait till you get to school and try them on your teacher. Where did this Tudor family come from? Well, Henry Tudor's family came from Wales, and he was about 13th in line for the throne. He decided to invade England and snatch the throne from King Richard III. Henry's invaders met Richard's army at the Battle of Bosworth Field in 1485, if you really want a date. But there's a curious tale that the superstitious Tudors used to tell about a ploughboy who could see into the future. It's a gruesome but a gripping tale. The story of the palace prophet. Robert Mixon wasn't too bright. He was just 16 years old in 1483 and only fit to follow the plough. Robert didn't speak much, and when he did, he didn't talk a lot of sense. One day, he stopped ploughing and suddenly called out for no reason that anyone could see, "Now, Richard! Now, Henry! Oh, badly done, Richard! Well done, Henry! Henry's the winner!" His fellow workers shook their heads sadly. "Daft as a brush," they muttered, until... The next day, the sensational news arrived. At the very moment Daft Robert had been calling out those names, the Battle of Bosworth Field was being won and lost. And, just as the ploughboy had dreamed, it was won by Henry Tudor and lost by Richard III. Now, Robert Mixon was no longer the village idiot. He was a great prophet. News of the ploughboy prophet reached the ears of the new king, Henry Tudor, now Henry VII. The king sent for young Robert. At that very moment, Robert, hundreds of miles away, knew it. "The king will send for me," he whispered. "That's good. He'll make you rich, lad." But Robert turned pale. He began to shake. "No, no, no," he moaned. "He'll starve me to death." Within 2 days, the king's command arrived. The miserable ploughboy had to obey. He said goodbye to the villagers as if he knew it was for the last time and set off for London. Henry was no fool. He tested the powers of the ploughboy.
"Can you find a hidden jewel?" he demanded.
Robert found it. Robert passed every test Henry Tudor could think of.
"You're a wonder boy," he said.
"You will have to come and live at court. You will have comfort for the rest of your life. Are you not happy?"
"You'll starve me to death,"
the prophet said softly.
Henry gave a laugh. "That's one prophecy that won't come true. Here, Marshal, take Robert to the kitchens and see that he gets all he ever needs to eat."
And Robert lived a good life with the best food and even seemed to forget the threat of his own prophecy. One day, Henry had to leave London. He left his marshal in charge of the palace and in charge of Robert Mixon. Then the marshal too was called away. The man worried about the boy. He worried for his safety. The other servants could be spiteful in their jealousy of Robert, so to make quite sure the boy was protected, the marshal locked him away in their tower room. The marshal had problems once he left London. Problems that kept him away. Problems that made him forget the imprisoned prophet. The marshal held the only key to the tower room. By the time he returned to the palace, Robert Nixon was dead. He'd starved to death, just as he said he would.